This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To start with a little radio graffiti today. We have some time in this first hour to just open up those phone lines. What's on your mind? We had fun the other day when we tried a little radio graffiti, so we'll try it again. Radio graffiti, for those that didn't hear it, is just obviously we know this fine audience is going to be respectful, but it's basically just say anything. Just say anything within the bounds of decency. And, you know, it doesn't have to be on a particular topic, just something you're very concerned about, but we just let you go. So you call for radio graffiti, and we let you go. You just have your say, and we go to the next one, and the next one, and the next one. So have a say on anything you like. Okay? 800-228-0550. Normal rules apply, but and I never have to worry about that with this audience. You guys are wonderful. You're amazing. And you ladies, too. Trust me. Guys, I kind of use interchangeably between the genders. Yeah. Yeah. If I need to do the pronoun thing, you let me know, because I don't want to, you know, violate any norms now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
On how,
I don't want any triggering.
On how I use my my you know, guys.
Pronouns.
So today on the program, we call What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow waiting for you to call. And the beauty is, after you call and your products arrive, you got a better night's sleep. Like on the mattress topper. I mean, right now with that price, you really have nothing to lose. I mean, if it's not your flavor, put it on a guest bed. I mean, but it will be. You're going to like it. Because it has that three-layer design. The famous MyPillow foam, first for support, and then they have a transitional foam, they call it. What that does is help with pressure points and relieving those. And then the third layer is that ultra-soft, patented, temperature-regulating cover. So important. A lot of people say about the pillows, they like, not too hot, not too cold, not, it's just perfect, right? It just transitions with you. And right now, listeners save 30% off when they use the promo code SCOTT. Plus, you get two free two standard My Pillows, absolutely free. So call them at 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT or go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. And, of course, who's in Bemidji?
Oh, I got to tell you that.
At the rally, Mike Lindell's at the rally.
My friend Julie, who lives in St. Cloud, drove to Bemidji, obviously to go to the rally, but her number one goal was to meet Mike Lindell.
She did, I'll bet.
And she did.
Yeah.
She put pictures up. She was so excited. He was so nice.
Well, he met everybody.
I mean, she said she couldn't. She was just excited to meet Mike Lindell. She said, our next Minnesota governor.
Yeah. Well, he told me. Yep. I don't know if you saw the interview I did with him on Facebook. He was finishing an interview with one of the national networks, and then I chatted with him myself, and I said, okay, I got to know, is it still 99.9, or is it maybe inching up just a little bit, or did it ebb back, or where is it? Nope, 99.95.
Uptick to half point. That's beautiful.
How the heck did it move up 500ths?
I don't know. He just keeps moving it up. I think he's going to do it, right? Which I think is fantastic.
I think it's too. It's really good. Be fun to watch.
Maybe that's what I should do today. I should go over to Moorhead, Minnesota today, and Governor Tim Walz is going to be over at Reinerson Elementary School on his, he calls it the Statewide Safe Learning Tour in Moorhead and in St. Cloud today.
That's what we need the governor to do. Yeah. Yeah.
Fly around to schools, make sure they're safe.
Yeah, make sure they're safe.
Because without, what is Brandon Lunick?
Kevin, why do you hate children so much?
You're right. Yeah. How would we possibly know what to do without Governor Walz telling us?
Josh St. Louis, the principal over there, what would he know about it? He needs to go.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, welcome to politics. So that's happening at 11:15 today at SG Reinerson Elementary, 1201 40th Avenue South, so a couple hours from now. We'll see. Maybe I'll go over there and ask him what he thinks of Mike Lindell running for governor. Would that be epic or what? That would be just perfect. And,
I'll give you $5.
Yeah, please,
do
please,
it.
Please, please do this. Please do this, for crying out loud. So it should be a little fun. All right, a couple things I've got on my docket today. One is I watched, forgive me, but I watched Joe Biden yesterday in Wisconsin. And I kept thinking...
For sports, or why'd you do that?
Just to kind of see, is there anything there that I should, you know, we should hear and highlight, debate, talk about, whatever. It was an angry, you know, he had his mask on the entire time.
Aren't you just loving those speakers do that?
Well, and he's never done it. But see, now evidently the COVID response is must be upticking in the polls, right? So therefore now he has to wear the mask.
Pander a little bit.
Yeah, pander a little bit.
Get in the wind.
And so he's wearing the mask while he's talking, and he's just ripping Donald Trump, just ripping him. Now, nothing new there, really, but I'm thinking, how does that motivate me? How does that inspire me? How does that say, gosh, I don't know who I'm going to vote for, but that Joe Biden, I sure love him. You know, all he's doing, and Trump does a little bit of this, but he does it with humor. He does it with a very different way. This was just like somebody angry telling you how much they hate you and hate everybody around you. And like, wow, I don't know how that attracts.
I'm sure his idea is you're supposed to be so scared of Trump that you don't dare vote for him. But the problem is anybody who's talking on TV wearing a mask is kind of a slap in the face of everybody who counts on being able to lip read to supplement any loss of hearing or whatever. People do lip read
and the other deal depriving is nobody's within 50 feet of him. You know, he's in one of those deals where he's got everybody out in their circles. There's nobody behind him, nobody ridiculous. On the side of him, nobody in front of him. I mean, it's all for show.
It's
fake.
Bad
it's I care more than Donald Trump does about COVID-19.
Yep.
Meanwhile, I'm going to rip him. And I'm thinking, you know, sadly, that's all they have against Trump is hate. They hate him. And I don't know that hate's a strategy. I don't know that that's going to, you know, be enough to get it done. There's a lot of people that hate Donald Trump. I get it. Thankfully, not a lot of them around here, but good luck with that. So there's that. Also, the Fargo City Commission debated the mask mandate again last night. I know. They're stuck on stupid. They just are stuck on stupid. You can't even make it up. Some unbelievable speakers there last night, just from the general public, giving them facts about the science and some things, talking about, you know, why would you do a mandate? Businesses already decide if they want to require a mask or not. Why is it a mandate? But I have some of the clips of that, and we'll play that because you'll get a good chuckle. By the way, the opposition, or I guess the support for the mask mandate, came from Black Lives Matter.
What?
I didn't realize they were, that was like one of their tenants.
Brutality, I thought we were talking about.
Exactly.
Did we pivot?
Hate the cops, you know? All the Marxist foundings. Now we need masks. I don't know. A little odd. All right, that's my radio graffiti. What is yours? Tommy in Williston, 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Tommy.
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking the call. Still alive, even though 200 million, I guess, died under Biden. Anyways,
can I tell you this, though, Tommy? Quickly, sorry. So it was 200 million, he said, like 2 days ago, right? 200 million
yeah.
died. Yesterday in Wisconsin, I kid you not, and nobody's picked it up, he said 200.
200?
Yeah, 200 now.
Oh, it dropped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. He's got the North Dakota number. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, go ahead, Tommy.
Anyways, hey, we're just having a little problem with the online schooling because, you know, so many parents now have to stay home and do online student learning, but, you know, we're not getting any income for it. And we were told that if we went home and did the online student thing, that they qualified for $299 a week, but the employers just keep denying it. And job service keeps saying, no, you qualify for it, but, you know, it's been going on for a while now. I think we're on appeal number 3. We're just trying to figure out maybe if you get a chance to speak with the governor, Kelly Armstrong, you know, what we're supposed to do. We can't leave them at home alone because they're under 10. So a parent has to stay home with them.
Yeah, and my understanding is they did add that 300 back and, you know, with some stipulations for just the scenario you're talking about. So if I can have you hang on, Tommy, I'll get your number, email address, and number, and I'll pass that along and try and get you an answer, okay?
Well, we appreciate you guys.
We're going to chat with the governor a little later on in the week, and we'll ask him, but this way we'd maybe get an answer while we do that interview, so and be able to get you an answer. So, yeah, hang on. Now, I would also say on online schooling, my daughter had somebody who sits next to her that tested positive, and so now they're kind of going through the whole contact tracing thing. And so she's like, I think probably a good idea for me to do online schooling for a little while, and then once, you know, that person's passed their time or whatever, that she'd be able to go back. Well, now they say you can't go back until the, you know, semester or quarter ends. So, you know, like, okay, we're going to keep you out till October. It's such a dang mess.
Is there like a COVID cancellation, postponement dartboard that these people use?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
That's the way it sounds.
Here's the deal. Kids should be in school, period. Kids should be in school, period. And by the way, if you honestly are able to probe an administrator at schools, they tell you the same thing. They're being held hostage by public health Nazis who think they know better than everybody else. Let the schools decide what's best for them. Let the school boards decide what's best for them. It's crazy. Thanks, Tommy. John in Washburn, Stephen Fargo, Farley coming up. Don't go away.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bailed out of many problems he faced. And with this crisis, a real crisis, the crisis that required serious presidential leadership.
Was that a crisis?
He just wasn't up to it.
Crisis.
He froze. He failed to act.
Yeah.
He panicked. And America's paid the worst price of any nation in the world.
You know, do you find it a little funny that Joe Biden is criticizing somebody for freezing? I mean, let's just play a few of his speeches, right? I mean, it looks like a deer in the headlights, and gets asked the question, and it goes off the rails there. I mean, did you hear that one after the other? And by the way, so Donald Trump froze. How do you freeze and do the travel ban? How do you freeze and set up Operation Warp Speed?
Exactly.
Nobody could have, you know, brought about the amount of innovation and involvement of all these companies. Remember early on how they had all the vaccine companies in, all the drug companies, getting everybody involved in this fight? One thing after another? I mean, the PPP program designed by them, incredible.
How many people
have you campaigned from your basement and accuse the opponent of freezing?
Fighting. Yeah, no kidding.
How many people did Nancy Pelosi kill inviting everybody to Chinatown?
Yeah.
Come on, we're open. See? Come and eat.
Dak Diesel brings you today's program. Dak Diesel. Bismarck, North Dakota, a great diesel repair shop. Tractor problem? Not running just right? Semi on the fritz? Not quite getting the mileage you'd like to get out of that pickup truck? Whatever it is. Trucks, tractors, semis, the works. They fix them? Better than ever. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. One of the busiest diesel repair shops in the state. CJ and the team. Dak Diesel. Call them 701-258-5011. Back to Radio Graffiti and John in Washburn. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Hey. Yeah, I'm worried the next dirty trick is going to be like the day before Election Day or something. Outbreak uptick, you know, and they're going to throw more fictional numbers at us. And because I think more conservatives are likely to vote in person. They don't have this blind faith in the bureaucracy. Of course, one thing all these little towns could do, they could have a disclaimer sheet you sign. You assume all responsibility for your own well-being when you come in the boat. If there's any worry, you know, of course, you know what I'm saying?
I do, yeah. You're talking about,
I forget, a waiver.
Like a waiver that gives you the immunity, and you say, look, if I am flying in this parasail and it comes crashing down, I decided to go on the parasail, I assume that risk. I'm not going to blame the boat guy.
Yeah. No, I mean, just in case, because I remember at the beginning of this, they were talking about lawyers suing for, were you exposed to COVID? We'd have to all have our own personal tester follow us around and test us every time we entered and left every business. I mean, the absurdity is beyond belief.
It is.
I'm really disappointed.
Go ahead.
I'm just really disappointed that, you know, the Democrats are counting on the stupidity of the American people, and sadly, a fair portion aren't letting them down. you know. I mean, they're out there, John.
Hang in there.
They're assaulting their neighbors, burning cities.
Yeah.
You know.
I think that's why we need to do this. I mean, look, I don't know that you can just... We got to love them all, right? We got to love them all.
Of course.
And I think, you know, if they are awakened by a significant loss, at some point maybe they're going to decide, look, I'm going to join a productive, you know, a profession and do something besides carry a sign around and throw Molotov cocktails and everything else. And we ought to have tougher laws to put the worst of the worst in jail. I saw the Florida governor came up with a thing. Look, you attack a cop, 6 months in jail. Perfect. Drew Wrigley, our U.S. attorney, has talked a lot lately about how the federal laws have been improved specifically to take on this thing. Because guess what? We didn't used to do that. I mean, DAPL happened. You know, we give them a little kiss on the cheek, tell them goodbye. You know, and after somebody handed them, you know, cash for bailout money, they were gone. And, you know, nothing there in the way of any kind of tough laws to put these people away. That can't be. So clear out the bad ones and help the other ones, I guess. You know, I don't know who will protest it. I don't know who will protest it at Mitch McConnell's house or Lindsey Graham's house, but, you know, they'll just have to find a new route. Yeah.
Harassment. Yeah. Harris's bailout thing bailed out a guy who sexually assaulted an 8-year-old girl. Amongst, you know, they set up a fund, Kamala Harris and Biden bailing out protesters.
Careful, we don't want to call her the wrong name, Kamala.
Kamala.
Trump says, again, he's the Kamala.
Wasn't there a wrestler in the 70s? Never mind.
Yeah. I was one last thing about Kamala Harris.
Yes, there was.
I still don't think there's been enough attention on the fact that Kamala Harris went to Wisconsin, Kenosha,
Kamala.
Went to find Jacob Blake. I think it's Kamala. I'm pretty sure it is.
You said, yeah, but you said Kamala, and therefore, I have to...
Did it?
My buzzer wasn't working. There we go. I haven't used it in a while.
Anyway, she goes to Jacob Blake's bedside, a rapist.
Yeah.
Someone with an outstanding warrant who got himself in trouble and shot by police because he was too stupid to drop his knife.
Scott, none of that matters.
But my point is, you know what she said? She called him a good man.
Yeah,
oh, he's a good man.
Yep, none of the actual behaviors of any of these people matter.
She over there lovey-dovey with the guy. Steve Fargo, you're next. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Yeah, I find it interesting, and it's similar to 2016, and I hope we get the same result. But Trump goes places to, you know, stop tens of thousands of individuals, you know, and puts on powerful presentations that leave people, you know, walking out of the place with goosebumps. And Joe Biden, you know, I don't know if it's by design, you know, goes, he might as well be in his basement. So he lands in Duluth and six reporters stand on X's 38 feet from him and he's wearing a mask and he's got to tell the teleprompter guy to scroll ahead so he can read the pre-written answer to it. I mean, that's a joke on its face. And then the other thing you look at is, the gun sales nationally are insane right now, and statistically, like 40% of them are first-time purchasers of firearms. So it would appear that there's a whole bunch of people that have decided that the police can't help them. We're going into anarchy. So why would the suburbs still be polling so poorly for Trump if obviously there are tens of thousands or millions of people that are deciding they're going to have to defend themselves from crazy people?
It
makes no sense to me.
Let me pose this question to you. If you lived in Bloomington, ground zero for, you know, the restless or the lawlessness of Minnesota and the whole mess there with George Floyd, right? The Twin Cities and the Metro. If you're in Bloomington and the phone rings and it's, say, Madam Housewife in Bloomington, I'm calling from, you know, the Rasmussen Polling Company. Do you support Donald Trump? Who says yes? I think the polls are worthless. I think the polls are, I don't worry about the polls. I don't pay attention to the polls. They were wrong before. I think they'll be wrong again. You know, the national race is tightened big time, so they're having to admit that. But where's the people that are not counted? Where is the silent Trump vote? And there's a lot of it.
I'll tell you how bad it is in Minneapolis. I work for a company that has had, you know, some headquarters down there, the corporate company, and my brother works for a retail store in Minnetonka, Minnesota. They were barricading their doors for 6 weeks every night at a retail store in Minnetonka, and coworkers at our corporate headquarters will not walk on their streets anymore. They do not go outside. That's how bad Minneapolis and immediate suburbs are right now.
So sad. Pretty. Tell them to move those corporate headquarters to God's country. Bring them on up here. Let's go. More coming up on What's
On Your Mind. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is to deliver a pre-recorded address to the United Nations General Assembly today. Amid chilly relations between the U.S. and China and ongoing threats from North Korea and Iran, the president telling reporters yesterday he has a strong message for China, though the president did not elaborate. Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration fully believes the U.S. Senate is able to vote on the president's nominee need to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg before Election Day. Though Pence told CBS in an interview last night, for now it's time America pay respect to the late Justice Ginsburg.
She paved the way for women in the law, but I know the president is anxious to move the process forward, and we fully expect to make an announcement about the president's nominee before the week is out.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Speaking on behalf of a number of people who couldn't make it tonight or were unable to be here, and some who are here that do not want to speak. First of all, I was going to go through the difference in masks. I encourage you to go to 3M's website. The cream de cream of the mask is the N95. They say on their own website it will not stop bacteria and viruses. The surgical mask is the NESC mask. And that is designed not to stop viruses and bacteria. It will slow them down, and less will be exposed to it, but it will not stop it. The third mask is the cloth mask, which usually will have holes, and it's kind of like putting up chicken wire to keep out mosquitoes. And it will not stop viruses. You talked about the collective. I'm talking about the individuals. Every person that's a citizen of Fargo is an individual. And they have certain needs. And when you impute for the collective at the expense of the individual, it is not good government, nor is it prudent keeping track of your responsibilities to take care of all the citizens of the city of Fargo. There are many people that cannot wear masks. There are many people that right now want to go to Costco. And if they go in to Costco and say, I can't wear a mask. Sometimes they're let in, sometimes they're not. And they may have medical reasons. They may have religious reasons. They may have political reasons. But they are given evil eyes and ridiculed for not wearing masks. And yet the masks, by literature on their own websites, says that it will not stop viruses. This is more about control, and it is more about stopping people from, there's a lot of things that mask wearing does. It doesn't enable you to get the emotional response from people. And I go around the city, I go to the bank. In my bank, they don't wear masks. And everyone that I talk to is so thankful they don't have to wear masks. And guess what? I can see their face. I can see their smile. I can see their response. If they're wearing a mask, I don't know how they're responding. And this is destroying the individual for the sake of the collective. Know what that sounds like? China. It sounds like Russia. It sounds like other countries. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak.
Wasn't that well done? Glenn Knutson did that. And
yeah.
I was impressed. I really was. And, of course, the Black Lives Matter folks behind him are giggling on that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it sounds like China. That is how it works. When the government tells you, you must do that, that is China. I hope they realize that. Maybe they missed history class. Maybe they received in the mail from their loved ones when they were little the Fisher Price My First Peaceful Protest playset.
You saw that.
Great. What do you think, Todd?
That's awesome.
Fisher Price has announced a brand new toy made just for leftist parents and their kids, the My First Peaceful Protest playset. It's a kid-sized clubhouse, comes with several varieties of spray paint, so kids can tag the tiny building with their own empowering slogans, you know, fascist and whatever. And it's also made out of cardboard.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so you can easily burn it down.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Because it's a peaceful protest.
And we joke now, I bet somebody goes and makes it.
Yeah. You can't, but wait, there's more.
Came back that, came back, you cannot make that
give
up.
Give it
that
to picture. Other parents, you know, as a joke gift. Hey, here's a gift to give to your kid, and they unwrap it and see it and have a good laugh over it.
We heard from Dawson Farms in Dawson, North Dakota today. Hashtag Farmers for Trump. Hashtag Pirates for Trump. And they have sent us a photo of a John Deere tractor, which is pulling piece of farm equipment there. I'm not sure what they're harvesting, but it has a Trump flag right there. There's a Trump flag. Thank you for sending that. I appreciate that very much. Love the emails. Love the texts. Keep them coming. Chris in Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Radio Graffiti. So get on in here till the top of the hour. You're welcome. It's 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Three quick points on masks. Yesterday, Joe Biden had his mask on inside out. Just, I don't know if anybody else noticed it, but it was on inside out. Number two, I don't think mandates are constitutionally enforceable as far as the fines and penalties go unless there's a law passed by the legislature or Congress. And number three, you know who else wears masks and stands 6 feet apart? Satanists during certain rituals. They stand 6 feet apart because it symbolizes the breaking up of the body of Christ.
Oof.
I'll hang up and listen to your reply. Thank you.
I had read that.
Yeah, you really never heard that.
Yeah, I had read that, something about that a couple weeks ago.
Well, there's something very dark about all this. There's something very dark about it. Very dark. Right. Go to a Trump rally, folks. Even if you can't stand Donald Trump, sit in the back and look around. And you're going to see a lot of people happy. You're going to see a lot of people joyful. You're going to see a lot of people who are thankful someone is speaking for them. Go to a protest for Black Lives Matter. Tell me what you see. It's not a lot of joy there. It's not a lot of smiling faces. And even the Biden folks, I was watching the crowd, and the crowd, I say, I mean, really, probably, I suppose 500 folks, I'd say, maybe that's being nice yesterday. And that's, by the way, you know, Wisconsin versus Bemidji, Minnesota with 20,000. I mean, just... What I'm getting at is there's nowhere anybody that is an honest liberal Joe Biden fan would have to admit that there is nowhere near the enthusiasm among the common man for Donald Trump that there is for Joe Biden that there is for Donald Trump. Nowhere.
They get it.
I mean, it's not there. Is Wall Street in Joe Biden's camp? Yeah, look at the fundraising. Look at the checks. You bet. Rosella in Bismarck is next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rosella.
Hi, Scott. Within the last 45 minutes, there was an advertisement on that said something about Trump, vote for Trump. And then they gave us the virus 3979 number. And I called that number, and I entered vote Trump. And do you know within, a couple minutes, phone rang, and there was a text message, and it came back, Biden-Harris. What, do you know the advertisement I'm talking about? It was right before the show, your show, come on, or right at that time.
Wow.
I don't know. Todd, you can maybe pull up what that ad was.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking through right now.
It was a commercial that they have every day. That same guy comes out the news, and they said that they're doing a survey, and that I don't know. It's one of our groups that's doing the survey. Trump or
well, they say it is anyway. It sounds to me like what you're saying is the ad leads you to believe that you're going there to support Trump, and you get a text
message. Bait and switch.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm not seeing anything like that. There's a series of why I'm voting that's a nonpartisan thing that our national group is doing, but I'm not. Are you listening online by chance? Are you listening on a radio, or are you listening on iHeart?
I'm on radio.
On radio, okay.
Right there.
Wow.
Okay. and I don't do a lot of this stuff, so I'm not too savvy on it. But I thought, they said they're the only ones doing that poll, so make sure you vote. But that guy is on several days. I mean, he's not new. His voice isn't new to me.
Might it have been one of the ones right after Fox News?
Yeah. Right?
Okay, yeah, I'd have to find out what they might have played. I guess it might have been, because I'm not seeing anything that corresponds to that locally, but at 2 minutes after, and it would be like just 4 minutes before Scott comes on, then there's a minute of commercials from Fox News.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll have to check into that for you.
Can you find out?
I thought it was legit. Because it's a guy that's on every, he's not a new voice to me.
Yeah, I
don't do this often. But what you were supposed to dial was the text virus 39749, and I did that, and nothing came up. But I did type in vote Trump because they want to see how many people without.
A number of texts have come in to me thinking that that's the Newsmax poll, which.
Yeah.
So that might have been one of
the Newsmax poll wouldn't be sending you something back by, Harris Biden. Newsmax
came back, and that's all it said.
All right, tell you what, we're going to find out what that ad was at the top. We're going to listen to the Newsmax ad. We'll figure this out. Might be tomorrow before report back. But keep listening, Rosella. Okay.
Yeah, it is scary.
Darn right. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much, Ken Mayer, North Dakota. Here's Mike. What's on your mind, Mike?
Hi guys, I'm a dad. I have three kids in high school, and they all play sports.
Whoa.
And I'm concerned with the guidelines set forth by the North Dakota Health Department that say if one of the kids on the team tests positive for COVID, the entire team is quarantined for 14 days. And I'm wondering who I could talk to about that, because I'm worried about. If we get to the playoffs times here and some kid on the team tests positive and it causes his whole team to be eliminated from the district tournament or kicked out of the football playoffs, I think that's way more dangerous to that kid than in COVID would be.
Yeah, for the life of me, I can't understand why the Kenmare school system can't decide that stuff for themselves. Why in the world we've got to, have more and more Big Brother and all this, I don't know. I would, in this case, I suppose, go to the State High School Association. Here's the little dirty secret. The schools and the, the State High School Association and others are having to have their plans approved by the local health department or the county health department. So essentially, the county health department, and bless them, okay? I mean, I know they get up every day and they want people to be safe, but I think if they had their way, nobody would drive, nobody would leave their home, nobody would, they just want to put a bubble around everybody. So these are the rules they impose on these associations, on our schools. I mean, the spike in cases now is between kids 17 and 24, mostly from colleges. And high schools are now going to, online learning because college students tested too high. Again, superintendents would tell you not necessarily a good idea, but they don't have any choice. So, I'm sick of it. I wish people would get into a room and be an adult and let local school districts decide this stuff.
So you don't think our school board and superintendent could do it a different way, or are they required to follow the
They try to say it's a recommendation, but try and have them recommend one thing and then do another. See how that would work out. You know what I mean? Then you're going to have, parents with their hair on fire and flipping out. It's not a recommendation. It's a thumb over them. And, I think if I you, I'd go to the State High School Association first, get the answers on why, and then go to your school board. Appreciate it.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
PetroServe USA has some great specials all month long. Come on in. Get three t-shirts for $9.99. What a deal. Nestle 28 packs of water, $3.99. Kenny's 2-pound bag of gummies, $4.99. The Ice Mountain Water 1-liter jug, 2 for a buck or 69 cents each. How about Red Bull? 16-ounce cans, 3 of them for $7.50. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza 2 for $12 too at PetroServe USA. Great home cooking? Grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
The University of Mary never stops innovating. That's when we started a construction management program inside the new state-of-the-art School of Engineering. The program is for students who want to set themselves up for success in the construction field. Our curriculum and classrooms are designed for courses and labs to be taught simultaneously, connecting the theory learned in class with the real tasks students will encounter in their future careers. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu/engineering.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm sorry, I hate to talk over. And a youngin's dream of growing up to ride. It sounds like I'm a young Merle Haggard.
Oh, yeah.
This is early
yeah.
Merle?
Yep. Mama tried, yep.
Yeah. Mama tried! All right. So, PetroServe USA brings you today's program from the PetroServe USA studios. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. And if you stop into a PetroServe USA, you're guaranteed a great meal, a great treat. I'm partial to the karma rolls. They're unbelievable.
Dude, the 4 for 4.
Valley Dairy Store, the 4 for 4 is very good. The hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 2 cookies. The cookies are like,
yeah,
I mean, just soft and wonderful. And you know,
I did that a couple days ago at the Glendon, Minnesota one.
Fresh made. They're so good. Chicken, a lot of good things. But they have specials. And today in Valley City, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie, meatball dinner in Harwood, or beef stroganoff to West Main Avenue, West Fargo, some of the specials at PetroServe USA today. So stop in and see them. And know this, when you come in, you got the grab-and-go convenience on the home cooking. You also got a lot of options, a lot of other things to choose from. It's great. Lowest price gas anywhere because they have unlimited 88. So you can fill up there and Nobody has a better price on gas. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Let's see, Dean in Bismarck, and then we're going to chat with our friends from Burleigh County about the North Dakota census. Erica White, the elections coordinator there, will join us. Dean, what's on your mind?
Hey, when or this weekend, Sunday, they're having that car parade for Trump. Do you know where, when that all starts?
I do not. So there's a car parade. There's been a few of these. I can't believe how fun that is. Somebody told me this weekend, middle of Minnesota, they were stopped for 20 minutes watching this parade go by and loved every minute of it. Do you know, Todd, have you heard anything about the Bismarck Trump parade?
I got to admit I haven't, but we'll have to dig into that one.
Yeah, we'll have to dig in. Dean, we'll have to dig in. Okay, a lot of times these are on Facebook invites, but we'll dig into it and let you know, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next guest is Erica White. Erica is the Burleigh County Elections Coordinator in our ongoing effort to update you on the census and also tell you how very important this is to your community, to your bottom line. It is very, very important. Erica, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Thank you very much. So what do you want folks to know today?
I just wanted to remind everybody to respond to the 2020 census. It's very important. There's a lot of money on the line with grants and funding for our state that could, you know, be left on the table if we don't respond to the census. So you can do that at 2020census.gov. It's actually the first year that, you know, we can respond online instead of doing it by mail or over the phone. So it's super simple. When I did it, it literally took me 3 minutes tops.
We had a guest earlier this week, Steve Moore, formerly the Wall Street Journal and now on the President's Economic Recovery Task Force. He said the census is the gold standard of data. Without it, you know, we're lost. We need it to know everything. In other words, there's a lot of the economic data now that shows how the tax policies have helped, you know, various, you know, races and immigrants and, you know, a number of things. You don't know that without the census. So I just want folks to know it is important for a lot of reasons, kind of the gold standard. And some things that are challenging is we have a very low amount of residents that are immigrants in North Dakota, right? So, you know, it's tough enough getting the majority counted, let alone the minority. Tell us the challenges there.
It's been extremely difficult trying to get, you know, they identify those as hard to count areas. There's been, especially with COVID, it's been even more difficult because typically we have, you know, events and, you know, times where we can gather and get all of those hard to count populations, counted. And this year we haven't been able to do that, obviously, with COVID. So, you know, North Dakota, I was just looking online, North Dakota's self-response rate right now is 64%, which is very low. That's a lot of money, a lot of data that's left, you know, that we as North Dakotans won't get if people don't respond. So
Medicare and Medicaid be a good example of that funding, right?
Right.
So, I mean, if you've got, for instance, right now, Medicare and Medicaid is funded by about $500 million in census-mandated federal funding. So it's census-mandated because people were counted. If they're not counted, the dollars aren't there. So,
yeah. I mean, Medicaid, Medicare, you know, schools, hospitals, all sorts of things are funded with census, you know, with funds that are based off of census numbers. So
out-of-state students at universities account for about 55% of the enrollment. I found that number surprising.
Yeah, so that's a tricky thing with the census, too, and that's where people get a little confused, is if you're living somewhere for more than 50%, you know, if it's 51% of your time is where you'll want to be counted for the census. So that gets a little tricky, but, you know, after all of the data is collected, they're able to go through and find duplicates and all of that, so the data is accurate.
So, again, time's a waste, and what's the deadline?
I believe it's October 1st. It's been shifting, you know, quite a bit throughout this year. It was supposed to be June 1st, and with COVID, you know, it keeps getting pushed back and pushed back. I believe they've changed it to October 1st. Enumerators are out now, just trying to finish up and get accurate data and all of that. So you might have somebody show up at your house, but, you know, the message is if you haven't responded to the census, please go online and do it. Very easy.
And where online do they go?
2020census.gov.
Very good. Erica White, Burley County Elections Coordinator, update on the North Dakota 2020 Census. Thank you. Conversation about Measure 2.
Jeff is back from Collins & Kroc. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kroc different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kroc, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kroc today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kroc at 701-235-0119.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.